The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
What the Florida? The Sunshine State does not have the brightest criminals. So this is a segment on the Jeff and Jen Show where we shine the spotlight.
When you're editing this segment, Jen, does it make you homesick?
It does.
Jen is a proud Floridian, so every week she has to comb through scores of Florida stories to find three or four to bring to you, and I don't think anything ever makes her more proud than knowing what happens back home in Florida.
Back home where salt's in the air and sand's in your hair. All right. For our first What the Florida today, let's hop in the car and drive south on 75 about 6 hours to Orlando, home to Mickey Mouse, Harry Potter, and Shelby McDowell.
Hey, pal.
Shelby was feeling green, the color of pure jealousy, when her boyfriend Darby Johns was invited to a wedding without a plus one. Shelby was not invited, but Shelby was not having it.
There might not have been enough room at the volunteer fire barn.
So Shelby got dressed up, took a few shots of tequila, and she crashed that wedding.
Shelby, they only had 40 folding chairs. We didn't want you to have to lean against the wall with your bad knee.
But Shelby was sneaky. She hid in the hedges to spy on her boyfriend. Well, Darby had his hands all over a bridesmaid and was kissing her on the dance floor.
Oh, hell no. You're gonna die today.
Shelby marched right on over to them, tossed two drinks on them, and punched the girl in the face.
Oh, she got blood on her satin giant bow.
That's my man.
Quickly ran into the bathroom, and that's when the bridal party stepped in. Oh, no, hell no, they weren't having it.
Team bride.
They dragged her out of that stall and continued the fight until the police arrived.
That choked her with some taffeta.
Shelby was arrested for battery and taken to the Flagler County Jail. Her mugshot, however, was quite perky. And later, she did apologize to the bride and groom.
She's not even mad.
Shelby's kind of cute.
She looks pretty proud of herself.
P.S. Darby says that she's not even his girlfriend.
Oh,
what the Florida? All right, our second story takes us to a McDonald's in Cape Cod. That was the exact location of this What the Florida sighting, and oh, was it a sight to see! When Christopher Bedinsky was super hungry when he rolled up to that drive-through window to get his Big Mac of mouth-watering perfection.
Hey, Bedinsky, if you're going to Mickey D's, give me some nugs!
And those golden crispy fries. But the problem was, Chris was so drunk, he passed out before he ever made it past the second window.
No.
So the employees at that McDonald's called the Lee County Police Department. When officers arrived, Christopher had woken up and was crushing that Big Mac he had ordered.
I bet he was.
He just pulled into one of the bargain spots.
Officers kindly asked Mr. Bedinsky to do a field sobriety test. And Chris was so sure after that Big Mac that he could convince them he was sober that he stood right up and did a cartwheel.
Wow. Watch me work.
Not a good cartwheel, though. He actually fell to the ground, and Chris was arrested and charged with DUI, his third in 3 years.
Come on, cartwheels are hard.
What?
Wow.
The Florida. And finally, let's go to Miami, where they salt margaritas, not sidewalks. Wedding season.
Did you get off that off a shot glass?
You did.
T-shirt.
Fluorescent one. Okay.
With a palm tree on it. Right, spray painted on there.
I got you. Okay.
Wedding season's just getting underway. And one couple, Michael and Isabella, wanted their wedding photos to reflect their love story, their 8-year courtship. You know, this time together over the 8 years has been so sweet. This couple knew that there was no better place for their first photos as husband and wife than Target. Yep, smack in the middle of the red shopping carts they posed for their wedding photos.
I kind of understand that.
The bride said, the basis of our relationship is built on Target. We probably go 2 to 3 times a week. We like long walks at Target instead of on the beach.
Perfect.
The groom says, quote, when we needed something to do on a slow Thursday night, Target was always there with open doors.
Target's always the answer.
Target always knew what was best for us and never failed to send us home without some sort of delicious treat, household good, or one of those beautiful red tag clearance items.
What the Florida?
Seriously, Target, I mean, it hit the nail on the head. You know you go in there for some wet butt wipes and you leave with 3 bottles of Barefoot wine, some Tide Pods, a new T-shirt, and a broom. And a broom. and then a drill for fixing your car, pulling dents out of your car.
If you have ever had this thought, if Target had a bar, my life would be perfect. Then
yes.
You
yes.
could be friends with this What the Florida couple.
Wow.
Wasted away again in Margarita.
Yes,
I am. Yes, I am.
The one with the pizza.
I love it.
Oh, my lost shaker of salt.
About a crazy criminal or a crazy couple in Florida, please send it along to me. You can reach out the old-fashioned way through star941atlanta.com.
Or send her a letter from your cell. Make a collect call.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.